Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. Last week, we talked about efforts at the state and national levels to bring some relief to fertilizer prices, from pushing for more competition to addressing trade barriers that limit supply. But while those conversations continue in Washington, D.C., planting season is here in Missouri, and decisions are being made right now on the farm. Joining us is Landon Anderson, a precision conservation management specialist serving north central Missouri. Sponsored in part by Missouri Corn, Landon works directly with farmers to evaluate input decisions, improve efficiency, and ultimately strengthen the bottom line. Landon, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. And as you look at higher input costs, global uncertainty, and how Missouri farmers are responding, what trends are you seeing for their input management and how that then shapes their decisions on the farm?
Hey, good morning, David, and I appreciate you having me. Yeah, obviously, there's a lot going on in the world today. Unfortunately, it is affecting farmers in a negative connotation. Fertilizer, particularly diesel prices, things like that are tougher today than they were yesterday. And we're not sure what that's going to kind of snowball into in the future, but we're hopeful that we eventually get some relief. But as commodity prices kind of remain stagnant and as inputs are going up, we're just kind of seeing farmers begin to cut back. And it's very important that farmers make the most of what they're using on their field and the passes over the field. So fertilizer in particular remains a cost pressure on the farm. Nitrogen is going up and phosphorus was already high. It's also important that maybe farmers begin to think about, if they're not already, what profitability looks like over maximum yield. Maybe there's a field or two that it's really good to push yield on, and you know, that's fun to talk at the coffee shop about. But ultimately, what does your overall farm profitability look like? And making the most of the inputs, particularly fertilizer, that we're putting on our fields. So that may mean cutting back on some fertilizer to become more profitable.
Let's go directly into that then, because there are a lot of fertilizer price talk, especially when you look at something like phosphorus or potassium. You mentioned watching that and analyzing it to make sure you don't lose yield. What are some of those practical steps farmers can take to manage costs?
Yeah, so, and that's always the balance of what's an acceptable yield for my farm to be profitable for each field. And that may change quite a bit based on soil profiles and the farm system in general. So each field may have a different answer. And ultimately, where we start with that is, what do soil tests look like? So we really need some good information on what's going on in our soil. What does pH look like? What does our cation exchange capacity look like? And then ultimately, when you're looking at P and K, phosphorus and potassium, what are those levels like in my soil? And then is it available to the plant? This probably isn't a year to really look at building that phosphorus and potassium level in your soil. Like maybe your plant had said, you know, maybe a three-year build, four-year build, something like that. And maybe this isn't the year to do that. And again, that would be a conversation with your soil lab and also your agronomist. I would be also happy to take any of these questions, and I'll leave my number at 636-208-3198.
There have been a lot of products and practices that have been aimed to increase efficiency, a huge variety of them. And that also tends to coincide with nutrient management, something like nitrogen especially. What should be top of mind for growers when they're watching the price of nitrogen, these conservation practices around nitrogen, these new products or new technologies that utilize nitrogen or try to get them into the plant more efficiently? There's just so many different ways to tackle it. How do you recommend looking at that?
That's a really, really great question, David. And a lot of times, this is going to be case-by-case dependent. So with that being said, there are some basic principles that we can take away. Sugars, fulvic acids, things like that are going to help. Even herbicides, any type of nutrients, things like that, they're going to help the plant take those things in. So we have some just scientific basis that we know what will help the plant with some general principles. So if you want to get something inside the plant, applying a product like that will help. If you're looking at mineralization in your soil, so particularly with nitrogen, phosphorus, a little bit with potassium, but if you're looking at trying to mineralize those nutrients in the soil to make them available to the crop, some of these practices that we're talking about, like a diverse cover crop mix or even a cover crop and then moving into a diverse mix in the future potentially, you're going to have a lot of root activity in that soil. So not only are you going to be pulling nutrients from different levels in that soil, but you're also going to have different root exudates that are going to be working on your biology and helping break down those different minerals in the soil. There are farmers that are really cutting down on their nutrient costs as far as inputs go because they're implementing some of these other practices. So particularly with nitrogen, the best and biggest practice, and it comes back to our four R's, the right rate, the right source, the right timing, and the right placement. So we really don't want to be applying more nitrogen than what we need for our crop. So to give you an example of what that might look like, if your best crop in corn on a particular field maybe was 240 bushels, and we'll just say 2017, but your average, your historical average over that same field is 215 bushels per acre, this may not be the year that you want to put 240 units of nitrogen on, hoping to get that 240 bushels of corn. It might be better to fertilize at that, you know, 205, 210 mark, hoping to get a little bit of mineralization out of your soil. And maybe you can bump that up to 220, 225 if we have perfect conditions. But looking at input costs, this is a year to save. So rate is definitely important. And then also timing and placement. So placement, we can only do so much with, depending on what your equipment allows. Timing is weather dependent. But if we can do two applications in that corn crop, that really seems to help out.
Let's go over precision conservation management. Again, that is sponsored in part by Missouri Corn Growers. When you were looking at that and you think of all we discussed, which honestly could cause a bunch of decision paralysis, at least it would to me, how does precision conservation management help farmers make these decisions or maybe inform them on how to make these decisions?
You're absolutely right. We don't want to overthink things to the point that we just don't become confident in what we're doing. Farmers are extremely resilient. They kind of know the system that works on their farm. So we don't want to overcomplicate things by any means. But we do want to think about in a year like what this year potentially is shaping up to be with, you know, again, higher input costs. We want to think about how to get the best bang for our buck. And how PCM does that is we look at practices like cover crops and tillage systems and nitrogen management. And we help the farmers compile their data into a format that they can get a printout through our program on which fields are the most profitable and also what parts of their operation are the most profitable and also what parts of their operation are costing them the most money. So through precision conservation management, we're looking at these topics. We're talking about these things. We're talking about herbicide costs, nutrients. We're talking about the best management practices for each field, what soil profiles look like. As deep as the farmer wants to go, we're trying to get to that level because we know right now the economic climate is pretty difficult. And we want to help the farmer make the most money that they can off of each of their fields. And in a year like this, save the money that they can as well. We're also looking at the environmental side of things. So we're coupling profitability with sustainability. Long-term, we want that farmer to be able to farm that land and their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids to continue to farm if they like to. So we want to be sustainable and keep good land in place that we can grow good crops on. So we're also looking at these practices to take care of our land.
Landon, for people listening in, want to learn more about getting involved with PCM, what is that next step?
So yeah, the next step, you can go online and you can begin an enrollment. That's precisionconservation.org, or you can reach out to me. My email is landerson, that's one word altogether, landerson@precisionconservation.org, or you can give me a call, 636-208-3198. We're talking about the things, economic, environmental. In another part of our program in other states, we're in Illinois, Kentucky, and Nebraska, as well as Missouri. In all of those other states, we have cost share or incentive programs for farmers implementing some of these practices. And we hope to have those in Missouri as well. So To sign up for PCM, we're grant and partially checkoff funded, so it's free to the individual farmer. There's a $500 thank you for the first year sign up and $250 for the second. So we just want farmers to know you don't have anything to lose. We truly want to help you. We want to make the most out of your operation in all aspects that we can, and I'm here to help.
Landon Anderson is with Precision Conservation Management. That is a program sponsored in part by Missouri Corn. Landon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening, and best of luck this planting season.